Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are waiting right now for the arrival of our first Cinder fella. We have a beautiful custom-made pair of sneakers with WIP splashed all over them, and it's only for a size 10. Mm-hmm. If it's 10.5, won't work, too small. If it's 9.5, too big.
Yeah.
Clifford W. Letts, 9.5, he's here today. Tell me he wouldn't look good in those shoes out.
Those shoes would look good on him.
All right. And we are wrestling. In the first hour, we're wrestling with a basic point. I am a man in crisis. It is harder for me than ever to be a fan of sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find out how you feel about it. Let me bring on an authority. He works nights here. Yesterday, he worked afternoon.
Yes.
Mr. Joe Giglio. Hi, Joe.
Morning, Angelo.
All right. So, Joe, is it harder for you to still be a sports fan given the creeps and outrageous behavior of so many people at sports right now?
So a part of me says yes, and I've thought about this a little bit over the years. It doesn't feel the same as it did when I was a little bit younger, but then the other side of me is, well, my kids are getting a little older now. My son is 7 and my daughter's 5, and I took my son to an Eagles game last year. We're going to a Phillies game with both my kids this weekend. So watching it through their eyes kind of brings me back a little bit, and it makes it fun again. But when it's just me, when I'm there at night, when I'm watching games by myself, it is a little bit harder than it used to be.
All right, Joe, I want to do a little role play here. You be yourself, and I'll be your son.
Oh, God, no.
All right. And you have taken me to a game this year, Joe, and it is the Eagles right here at the link facing the Washington Commanders. And your son, much like yourself, is advanced for his age. Would you say it was 5?
He's seven.
All right, he's 7. Hey, Daddy, isn't that terrible man the owner of the Washington franchise, Daniel Snyder?
Yes, he is. That is Daniel Snyder. I would admit to him who it is. I would try to stay away, Angelo, from the flood of questions that would come. Why is he bad? Why are people booing? Why don't people like him? I'm sure there'd be a million of those. I would try to dance around those questions as much as possible. I feel like that's what you have to do. Until they're old enough, don't you have to kind of dance around why we don't like these people?
You're not discussing the issues with Daniel Snyder with your 7-year-old. What is wrong with you?
His son is very advanced. All right, let me try one more. You saw this story, Joe, about how the White Sox, Tony La Russa, is telling his players at the behest of the medical staff not to run hard to first if they're stars. Did you see that star?
Yes, I did.
So just I'll put it right in our backyard. This is something you'll hear often with the Phillies.
Here's a swing and a drive to right center field. It's deep, and that ball is going to be off the out-of-town scoreboard. It's in play, and Odubel is going to get a single out of this.
Joe, is that making it harder for you to be a fan?
Well, the Reese Hoskins one a couple weeks ago drove me crazy. When he probably could have had an inside-the-park home run.
Oh, that carom off center field, yeah.
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah, it does. Now, listen, Angela, if there's a player that has a hamstring injury and they're trying to gut it out, like, let's not blow our hamstring out trying to get to first base here. But what you just played, yeah, it frustrates me because, I mean, the game is a game of inches. Those kind of things matter in close games. Yeah, that would bother me, and I hope on Saturday everyone runs at least close enough to 100% that I don't have to explain that one to him.
All right, let's talk about what's going on with the Phils right now because they lost their best player, the MVP of the league, minimum 2 months, maybe the season. They're going to have surgery any minute. Joe, would you react? If you were in the dugout and that happened and Bryce is screaming at the pitcher, do you need the players from the team to at least come up to the top step and support Bryce the way he would have if it was one of his teammates?
Yeah, I would have liked to see that. Now, that whole thing happened fast. It was kind of weird because at first it looked like he was very upset at Blake Snell, almost blaming him. And then very quickly, Bryce kind of calmed himself down and realized, all right, I don't think he did this on purpose. But yeah, that immediate reaction to where he's hit up near the face, it was obviously his thumb, and kind of similar to last year in St. Louis, and he's upset. Yeah, I mean, I think that would have been a great show of support if those guys jumped to his defense and then when he calmed down, obviously, you know, they could have calmed down too. That it happened fast, but I would have liked to see that.
All right, so, Joe, now we're at a crossroad in the season because without Bryce, they're barely 500 with him. He's the MVP in the league. You want to see Dave D to do something big soon? Big move?
He has to. And Angel, I would even accept multiple smaller moves. I think back to last year, about a month from now on the calendar, the Braves lost Ronald Acuna Jr., their best player, who was having a great year. And they were about 500. You know, they were not in a playoff position. They didn't look like a team that was going to win a World Series. And their GM, Alex Anthopoulos, basically replaced one player with three. He went out and got a couple outfielders and a DH, and they found their way to plugging those guys in the right matchups, and they took off in the second half without their best player. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be that easy, but yeah, Dave Dombrowski has to do something, Angelo, because, you know, when I was on yesterday, a lot of people were trying to be positive and say they could do it. If they don't do something in terms of other players from outside to replace Bryce Harper's production, I don't think they can do it. You said it. They're barely 500 with this guy, and to lose him for 2 months, I just don't think there's enough offense to make up for the rest of the deficiencies. They need help.
Your top prospect is a kid named Andrew Painter, 19-6-7, throws 100, big numbers. I want him, and I'll give you good stuff for him. Are you listening?
I'm listening if the player you're bringing me back, Angelo, is going to be here for multiple years. I mean,
the Phillies aren't
good enough to trade for rentals. Like, if it's a guy that's going to be a free agent in 2 months and then we're doing this dance again next year, no. But if you're giving me back a real player that could be part of this thing for years, yeah, I'll listen. I mean, pitching prospects, we know how this works. I mean, one out of every three or four maybe actually work out and stay healthy. So I would listen to any of these prospects as long as I'm getting players back that'll be here for a while.
Joe Giglio, up there in Brooklyn, both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are acting poorly. Do you feel bad for Ben Simmons?
I do not. The only thing I feel bad about is I thought for about, you know, 2 or 3 days there that we were going to get this crazy scenario where Ben was the only one left in Brooklyn,
yes,
that they all leave him, and that he would be the best player on the worst team in the NBA. That I was rooting for. That would have been fun. But now it's the other side where those two seem like they're coming back. So now Ben has to either show up or he's going to see the wrath of Kevin Durant staring a hole through him next season.
It is going to be fun to watch. All right, let me move out here to the Eagles for a minute. Are you annoyed that the Philadelphia Eagles, unlike the other 31 teams, took 2 extra weeks off between the OTAs and the start of training camp?
I'm not annoyed, Angelo. I don't think this is that big of a deal. I think the Eagles are onto something when it comes to less practice, less hitting, all this kind of stuff in the summer to keep them fresher during the season. I mean, last year, we know all the years we went through were late in the season. They were all banged up. I mean, they could barely feel a team in some Decembers. And last year, they weren't. They got stronger. Now, there's kind of that correlation causation thing. Like, what was that really the reason? I don't have the answer. I'm not a doctor. But if they think they've got something and it works again this year, I think other teams around the league, Angela, are going to follow suit. I mean, Sean McVay hasn't played his players, even important ones, in preseason for years. Obviously, he knows what he's doing, and now all the other teams, including the Eagles, are following suit. I think this is the new NFL.
All right, then I got to ask you this last question. The Eagles have had this fight song for years. Do you think they should change it from Fly Eagles Fly to this right here? That a better fight song, Joe?
It's not that's a terrible song. No, that cannot be the fight song.
A-G-L-E-S-S.
Oh, God, don't ever play that again.
All right, Joe Giglio. Joe, you on afternoon again today?
I'll be on evening, 6 o'clock, leading into the Phillies game.
Sounds good, Joe. Thanks, buddy. Joe Giglio. He's a member of the family right here. All right, let me go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.